Tonight on SmackDown Live After Buzz TV After Show, Dominik is back. The Firefly Funhouse is back. And is the Yes Movement back? Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, the boys. It's just the boys hanging out this week. What's up? You're alive watching us at AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. Like and subscribe and tell your friends and your foes about the world of AfterBuzz TV as we break down Friday Night SmackDown on FS1 this week for 1 week only. What's up, everybody? I'm Josh Tariff, hanging out in the corner because he knows what he did. It's Tom Connolly.
I'm here.
You are here.
I'm being punished, you know.
Our other host who normally sits at the news desk, Gabby Loren, she literally like just landed within the last, I don't know, hour from her Impact taping duties in Canada.
Yep.
She went from Chicago to Canada with the crew. So she just landed. She's on a time zone thing. She'll be back next week.
Yeah.
So it's just Tom and I. It's just the boys hanging out, hence the little Toy Story music at the beginning. I'd only relate that to Toy Story. I know that.
Really?
That song came out decades before it.
But I don't know what I related to.
Oh, it's a Toy Story song.
I don't know what I related to. I don't know. Maybe Entourage? I feel like they kind of used that for like
song?
maybe like a promo or something.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the boys are back from the season of Entourage.
Yeah. That's about it.
That's it. So, Tom.
Yes.
SmackDown.
It happened.
The last one before they go to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. And we're so excited about not them going to Saudi Arabia. I like the beginning.
I really enjoyed the show overall, honestly. I thought it was a lot better than last week's.
Yeah, me too. Yes. I agree. It was way better. At least we're getting some progress and some, you know, storylines kind of happening going forward. And I mean, I was a very big fan of it starting where everyone was just in the ring.
Yes.
I was like, oh, when I saw that they were doing this, you know, Miz TV with everyone, I was like, it's going to be 30 minutes of them getting into the ring first before. And then I was kind of also going, are we going to have Raw guys be on SmackDown this week? Because that was what I really thought was going to happen.
And oh, still did. We'll get into it.
Did we? And now I'm like,
no, we will. No, we'll get into it.
Oh, okay. I do know. Yes, okay. Now I'm like, wait, what happened? I was like, where's our Raw guy? But, I mean, I just thought, oh, now we're going to have all these Raw guys on SmackDown. And what's the point of this draft that we just did? But they stuck to their guns, kind of, at least for this part. They did.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Because like you said, we start the show with Miz TV, with members of Team Hogan and Team Flair in the ring. They say, not here from Raw, so-and-so and so-and-so. And then we had representatives. So, you know, we had Corbin, we had Nakamura and Sami Zayn with Flair. And then we had Roman Reigns, Ali, and Shorty G.
Yeah.
Our best friend, Shorty G. And should I just jump right into Christian's Closet at this point?
We might as well
just knock it out right now. Shorty G, Christian's Closet. Hit the music, please. You look so Let's take a great look at Shorty G. So Shorty G, we knew last week he made the name change.
Yep.
So that kind of made us think something's going to differ. Little did we know that he would come out looking like a male cheerleader for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep. He might as well be in the Spirit Squad.
Spirit Squad. Space Jam.
Yeah.
You name it. He shows up in the bright blue basketball tank top with matching basketball shorts.
Mm-hmm.
With the bright green G and shorty ridden vertically.
Yeah.
That's the cool thing.
Uh-huh.
With the matching neon green elbow and knee pads.
No, you don't want to be too small.
No.
Going the other way.
No, you don't want to be so tiny that people can't read it.
Yeah.
This is a joke, right? This is supposed to be a joke.
I don't know what's happening. It's
got to be a joke.
Each week I get more just...
How can we take that seriously?
Upset with it. You can't.
And
you can't
so
take him seriously.
Good.
I know.
He's such a good wrestler.
It's like taking one of the most talented wrestlers would be like, yeah, you're just going to be the joke now. And but the thing is weird. It's like even but the guys in the ring view him as legitimate, though.
Yes,
like,
they
like,
do.
It's just that he's short.
They ignore the bright.
Yeah.
It's one thing. Bright colors, fine. A lot of wrestlers wear bright colors.
Mm.
But, like, it's a tank top. And
I mean,
basketball shorts.
I feel that they wouldn't go. I'm hoping they wouldn't go to this much of an effort to do this to him if they don't have a real plan for him.
I really hope there's a long-term plan of him to just rip it all off and be like, no, I'm Chad Gable, a submission machine.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Because, and he just kind of rides this out.
Yeah.
I really hope that is the long-term plan.
Yeah.
Because if not, what the hell?
Because if it comes WrestleMania time and Shorty G is still around, I'm going to be real upset.
That would be scary.
Yeah.
I don't want Shorty G around that long. I want Chad Gable around.
Yeah.
I don't want Shorty G around.
Exactly. Yeah. Just but, if you don't want him to call him, like, just call him Gable.
I feel like you have to
get
wear
rid of his
shades
first name
while looking at this photo. Because it's just so damn bright. And it's not the lights in the studio, it's his shirt.
Yeah.
And elbow pads.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. All right, we can cut that.
And
now.
Are you as scared as I am when Ric Flair starts talking?
Oh,
like that something's going to happen to him?
My notes my notes literally say, Mom, Flair's drunk again. I could not understand what he said.
I almost feel that they tell him, just don't say where we're going. Just say Crown Jewel. Don't say where this pay-per-view is taking a place at. And he just goes, I'm definitely saying where it is. Because anytime he's got a chance to say it, he's been like, we're going to Saudi and we're going to, you know what I mean? And it's like,
The only words I understood that he said were Saudi, the Crown Jewel, Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton.
Yeah.
That's all I understood what Ric Flair said.
I'm just worried, like, I'm really worried something's going to happen to him in the ring because he just gets so fired up.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the passion that I wish a lot of people would have, though, that are currently on the roster each week.
Yeah.
Like, if they had an ounce of the passion he has, I feel like it would be a way different show that we're watching every time.
Right.
Like, even better than what we watch. But I'm more worried that something's going to happen to him.
Well, in the course of this segment, We have things where we say, Corbin mentions that Shorty can stand on Ali's shoulders and still be, or Zayn, excuse me, says Shorty can stand on Ali's shoulders and still be half the man that Nakamura is.
Mm.
And they talk about you don't have to pay attention to Sami Zayn. He's just a mouthpiece. He doesn't wrestle anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Roman Reigns makes fun of Corbin, saying he looks stupid and his crown and robe and everything. Hogan called Nakamura a young boy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Nakamura looked pissed.
Yeah. That is, you don't say that to an experienced Japanese wrestler.
Yeah.
And we eventually have the announcement that there's going to be a six-man tag team match tonight, but Sami Zayn will not wrestle. Filling in for him will be Cesaro.
Which he should just be on the team anyway.
Why is he not just on the team? So that's announced for the main event later on tonight.
Yeah. I liked it, though. I mean, I thought everyone's promo was decent. Everyone got to talk.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Did you notice how Hogan nearly jumped like 4 minutes ahead of the script and Ali stopped him?
No, I didn't know. What did he say?
So after Gable said his first thing, Hogan was ready to like make the challenge of a six-man tag before Ali and Roman and Corbin and all of them said anything. And Ali's like, oh no. Hogan, with all due respect, like, oh, and then like it like, then like it clicked and Hogan was like, oh yeah. I almost screwed up.
Yeah.
This could have been bad. But it worked out well, and I really felt this segment, I thought, really got over Corbin, who was the hometown boy tonight. It was in Kansas City, and I thought it really got Nakamura over a lot.
Yeah, I think so. I think Sami Zayn was great.
Yes.
Like, he is, I mean, he's a great mouthpiece to have for Nakamura.
Yes, it's worked. At first, we were just like, huh? But now we're seeing it's actually working itself out.
Mm.
So first match of the night, we have tag team action New Day versus Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode. So New Day members Big E and Kofi are at it, because as they head to the ring, we see on an iPad Xavier Woods
yep.
because the man, while in Australia over this last week, tore his damn Achilles.
Oh.
And had surgery, and he's going to be out for a very long time. I mean,
yeah.
To the top of my head, Achilles surgeries are usually, from what I've normally heard in athletes, like a 9 to 12 month ordeal.
I feel like when Edge had that happen to him, he was gone for like almost a year.
Yeah.
So
it is.
I don't know. All these people are like superhuman. So, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it could.
If he really worked, I mean, I don't.
And you don't think when Edge got it, that was like, what, almost 10 years ago when he had it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, who knows what surgeries, advanced. Yeah. Mm. So, yeah. We don't know.
Yeah.
But he's going to be out a while. That we do know.
What is he going to do with Up, Up, Down, Down?
Oh, he's going to film a lot more stuff for Up, Up, Down, Down.
I know, but where?
His house. He has a whole setup at his house.
I know, but he those guys aren't all coming to his house.
It's going
to
be a lot of stuff by himself at his house.
He's going to have to, like, do it all, like, over Skype or some.
He's probably working on it as we speak.
Yes, yeah.
Because he does not stop.
Yeah.
So we have Kofi and Big E with Rude and Ziggler. I like Robert Rude's entrance. I don't know if they just misplaced his little platform or if they misplaced the smoke machine. But the whole point is seeing him do his pose.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see him through the smoke. And I liked how
they're still getting adjusted to the new setup.
We had the B team and the Lucha House Party on separate monitors watching a match getting ready for the tag team turmoil at Crown Jewel.
Yep.
Now Ziggler rolled up Kofi and got the win.
I think that's definitely
very shortly after Michael Cole mentioned, you know, this is only just a few weeks after Kofi lost the WWE championship.
Yeah. I think it's definitely they're building to something, planting which I think is good. The seeds. Yeah, and they looked shocked. I thought, I think it was Kofi who came off the top, right towards the end of the match. He jumped off the top and hit Rude with like an axe handle. And the bump that Rude took looked so devastating. Like, you'd almost have to go back and watch it. Like, it was like he really didn't know it was coming. And he like bounced on the ground. And then bounced up into the rope, and like it, like if you go back and watch it, it looked really painful. just as a bump, you're like, I was like, oh my gosh, he like did nothing to him, and he's like bouncing out of the ring. But I was like, damn, I just thought it made me laugh. That's all, because just the way he took that bump, I was like, wow.
And once the match ended, Revival showed up to try to join in the brawl, and Heavy Machinery came out and made the save. Mm. So we showed, between all of them and the teams on monitors, 6 of the 9 teams.
But why did the other two come out?
They were just watching.
I know.
Just studying. Not needed.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, why are the New Day getting a title shot next week?
I'm not quite sure.
Like, were they just like, we need to have a tag team match and... I mean, I think it's more leading to the Kofi story.
Yeah.
But I don't know where that, like, what happens now? Like, I don't know what's happening.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
We don't want to be like, next we're going to have this and this and this and this.
I also think that, was I saying last week of, like, I don't know if I said this on the air or not, or just thought in my head. I can't remember now. Mm-hmm. I think either the Lesnar match ends with Kofi coming out and just...
The Lesnar-Velasquez match?
Yeah. With Kofi coming out and interfering so that they can have another match that we don't get a, you know, payoff ending of that.
Okay.
Because it seems kind of pointless. Like, either Lesnar beats him or Lesnar gets beat. What's the point of him?
Yeah, usually in the match, one guy either wins or loses. Yeah, That's correct.
But I mean, we're going to give Kane the belt after he's in his very first match?
Huh? I don't know. They've done crazier things.
I know. I'm just saying. I don't think that's a good decision. Or you have Lesnar beat him in his first match, and then now he's kind of, what's the point of him losing his first match?
Yeah.
And now, where does he go from there? Does he go beat up Rey Mysterio to get his heat back? I don't know. So I think either that happens, and if, let's just say, Kofi interferes... I could see that then Lesnar interfering in this tag match so that they don't win. So that, you know what I mean? Like getting his revenge on Kofi. So,
because that is a crazy thing. I don't know how many people have actually realized this. And not trying to name drop, but I just had another show at Brian Kendrick's Wrestling Pro Wrestling that I work at last night. And I happened to talk with Kendrick, who, you know, because he was at Friday SmackDown in Kansas City, flew back to L.A. on Saturday, did that show. And now apparently they have shows, I don't remember exactly where, in the Midwest. Then from there, they fly to Saudi Arabia. And then the SmackDown crew, as soon as the show's over, flies for SmackDown Live in Buffalo the very next day. And then that following week, or like a few days later, they fly to the UK.
Really?
Yeah. For like another like 2 week run. Like their schedule right now is absurd.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think they could have just said, we're going to do an all woman SmackDown this Friday coming up.
Sure.
And just been like, hey guys, how about we give you a break? You just worked this show the day before.
On the other side of the planet.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. Lacey Evans versus Cameron Connors. So local talent getting a chance to shine a little bit on the bright lights of FS1 with SmackDown. Lacey talked about she has too much pride in myself to even compete with this person. I'm just going to walk out. Demands the ref to ring the bell. She walks out of the ring. Ref starts counting. Cameron starts getting more and more excited, thinking she's about to win a match on SmackDown.
Yep.
And once we hit 9, Lacey runs into the ring, gives a women's right, and pins Cameron Connors. This was the best Lacey Evans match yet. And I know that's coming off insulting, and I don't mean it to be. Why I say it's the best match is this was the most believable that I have found Lacey Evans. Because she was just like, you know, in my mind, like, I main evented Extreme Rules a few months ago. Why am I in the ring with this nobody?
Yeah.
I don't need to waste my time on this. Forget it.
Yeah.
And she walks out, and then it puts over how devastating, since so many wrestlers use a forearm, but hers apparently is so devastating that she can actually win matches.
Well, hers is not even a forearm. It's a punch.
Yeah, well, whatever.
But I hate that.
You hate that she wins with that.
I hate the only, I'm going to say this, the only woman on this roster that should be able to punch anyone and pin them after it is Nia Jax. She legitimately broke Becky's nose last year. Yeah. That should be her finisher, like the Big Show.
Yeah, that makes sense.
How many times, like, I don't like it when they do it with Alexa Bliss either. She's, you know, 5 foot tall, and yet she has the most devastating punch that she can beat someone with it. No. I just don't like it because everyone throws punches. So, like, your punch is supposed to knock someone out. Lacey Evans is, Charlotte is more athletic looking than her.
Sure.
She's probably the same as Becky kind of thing, like body wise. So it's like, I just don't like that idea that a punch is a finisher unless you are a giant. That's the only way I'm going, in my eyes, at least watching, could say, yeah, he's going to punch me in the face. I'm not getting up. but if Lacey is punching him in the face, I think they're going to get back up. I'm not going to believe that she just can beat someone like that. And I think she can come up with a better finisher.
Now, can you say, though, it's based on all her military combat training?
I guess.
Can you use that as an argument for it?
I guess, but I still am not going to believe. Not that she can't punch someone and knock them out, but I just think it's when we're in sports entertainment, that loses it on me of like the I don't find it passable as a finisher for her.
So, all right.
Yeah. I don't know. And well, I guess she's not turning face either. Like, we kind of talked about
not
that.
Yet, at least. But we can rejoice.
Yes.
Because the Firefly Funhouse is back. And it acts like pretty much nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
We have the funeral for Ramblin' Rabbit. Thank you, studio audience. Yes, we're all excited as well. We have the funeral for Ramblin' Rabbit. He wanted an open casket. And, like, it's just deformed and, bloody. Bray kisses it. The rabbit's back to health.
Yep.
And then Mercy the Buzzard eats him.
Yeah.
Oh, bye, Mercy. Everybody. Oh, Ramblin' Rabbit. No mention of Seth Rollins.
No.
No mention that he just destroyed the Funhouse a week ago.
Yeah. I think this is the weakest Firefly Funhouse.
Well, because it had nothing to do with anything that's been going on.
Yeah.
It didn't. He didn't hype up the match with Seth Rollins.
No, not at all. Like, no, not one bit.
And you would think I should be ecstatic for that because he's a SmackDown guy and he wasn't hyping up a match against a Raw guy. I should be happy.
But they have a match.
But if you have this big match coming up,
yeah,
you got no choice but to say something about it.
And I mean, I don't know if this is like supposed to be like some kind of metaphor or something, where like, oh, you know, he could build the house back and no one dies there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what it means.
I don't know either.
So I just thought it was weak. If you're like, oh, finally we're debuting on SmackDown, and this is, I'd be like, what the hell was that? But not even like in a good way. It was just weird. It was a weird one, and I love the Funhouse stuff. So I don't know. I thought it was cool that he came back to life. Like, it's like, okay, that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I, yeah. but it's just, I don't know what the metaphor and what's actually happening here. And it seemed like Bray had no problem building that house back up.
No, he got the Extreme Home Makeover guys to help him out, and it looks as good as new.
Yeah. It looks like nothing ever happened to
him. No, it looks exactly the same.
Yeah. So why did
see, you could have at least had a giant Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, or like yeah, or at something. Least could have been a different color. Like, at least, like, be like, oh, like, what I thought was going to happen was that it was either going to look very different of, like, almost, like, even, like, more, like, just creepier and, like, maybe just black walls or something.
Mm-hmm.
To where, like, oh, at least it's, like, a different house. But, like, you guys literally use the same.
It's back. The same exact house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that happened.
It did. We also got Drew Gulak versus Kalisto. No, this is not 205 Live. No. Drew Gulak and Kalisto have been on SmackDown. And Gulak gets the microphone again,
mm-hmm.
brings back the PowerPoint presentation, but now it's on the other side. The 345 ways that Braun can lose mm-hmm. to Tyson Fury, but Kalisto doesn't want to hear it. I guess Kalisto's buddies with Braun Strowman. I don't know. He doesn't want him to give this presentation. They fight for about a minute, then Braun shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Distracts Gulak, Salido del Sol, Kalisto gets to win. Then Braun comes in, destroys Gulak, and grabs a microphone, but says, you know, as much as I don't like him, at least this man deserves to be in this ring, unlike Tyson Fury,
mm.
and I'm going to destroy you and get these hands at Crown Jewel, da-da-da-da-da. All right.
Yeah.
I was fine with it.
I was hoping Gulak would get the win, but... I get where they're going with it.
Because I'm almost hoping he's going to try to create some odd alliance with Braun.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I was almost going to be like, oh, these guys are going to be tag champs in the next 6 months.
I'm okay with that.
Because I think if Braun was a heel with Gulak, I think they could be like a really good like Jericho Big Show again.
Yeah, the brains and the Braun.
Yeah.
There it is. They're going to... Damn it, they're going to steal it! The brains and the brawn! Oh!
Mm-hmm. You better copyright that right now.
I really need to.
Get out of here right now. Go copyright that.
They already steal so much.
That's definitely going to happen.
Dan O'Brien in the ring with Michael Cole. And Michael Cole asked him the pivotal question after what happened last week. Is the Yes Movement back? Before he can answer, Nakamura and Sami Zayn come out. And Sami Zayn shows a clip of last year when Dan O'Brien said the Yes Movement is dead. That was already a year ago.
I know. Wow.
And Zayn talks about, I know that the new Dan O'Brien is actually the real Daniel Bryan. You're an honorable man, and these people have no honor. We're both vegan. He said, you care about the ocean. Nakamura cares about the ocean because they love to surf.
Yeah.
So you can either go backwards and revive the Yes Movement, or you can move forward and join us.
Mm.
What do you say? Reaches out his hand. And Dan O'Brien doesn't say anything and just walks out. So we're definitely building something between Bryan, Zayn, and Nakamura.
Mm.
And like we said at the beginning of the show, they're making Sami Zayn and Nakamura like that major, major players on SmackDown.
I mean, two promos in the same show.
Yeah. and two long lengthy promos.
Yes, yeah.
For completely different topics.
Mm.
So they're doing stuff. And I know we've gone on here time and time again being like, does Nakamura still work here?
Yeah.
Well, they're showing, yes, and they're planning on using him.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that's hard is that I almost want Daniel Bryan to join them. I want him
to join them too.
As much as I love the Yes Movement, I don't want it to come back. I'm fine with it being gone.
It can come back, but not now.
Yeah.
Down the road.
Yeah. But I also feel like it was 2014. It's now 2019. Like when Daniel Bryan came back to start his career again, that was like the return of the Yes Movement.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, we don't need it to come back. Just because he's a good guy, he doesn't have to have, like, the fans can still do that, but he does not have to do that, I don't think. Then right. I think he's at that weird crossroads as well, where it's like, I'm assuming he's not going to take their offer, you know, like,
yeah.
So we can have this feud with Nakamura. But I also think he's like, how can I be a good guy but not do the Yes chance? And not do it myself, to where it's like, I don't want all my gear saying yes, yes, yes again.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know how he does it with not having – I mean, I think the fans will still cheer, but it's like, where does Daniel Bryan go if he's not the Yes Movement?
Yeah. Nikki Cross versus Mandy Rose. Bayley and Sasha are both on commentary. It was a solid match. Sonya got involved when needed. Purge Neckbreaker.
You mean Daddy?
Yeah, Daddy Sonya. Purge Neckbreaker for the win. Continue to hype up Nikki Cross to try to make her a viable number one contender for Bayley. I don't really have any notes on this match. It was good. Nothing really stood out to me.
Yeah.
It was fine. Bayley's still going with the goth eye makeup.
Yep. I thought they were good on commentary. Sasha didn't really say much, which I think is like perfect. Like, I think it's better Sasha just kind of sitting there like laughing and making faces when like it's more about Bayley.
Yeah, and the whole point was Bayley saying, no, I'm still the same person.
Mm.
This is what I've wanted.
Yeah, like I'm still now a role model.
Now I'm just dressed differently. Mm-hmm. That's the only difference.
Yeah. And I think it's Corey Graves is really good because obviously when they were good guys, all he did was talk crap about them. Like he's such a good commentator. Because he gets the dynamic of it of like, oh, I'm going to talk crap about them. And then once they flip, he's like their biggest fan.
Yep.
And to have them kind of give him attitude of being like, oh, well, you didn't, say great things about me before, but now you want to say good things about me. Like almost getting on him being like, oh, but wait, you're the heel commentator, but now you like me and now you want to talk to me and ask me questions. Like, I think that part's good of like. And I think it'd be almost good to have a confrontation between like him and Bayley of like it's hard when there's a match going on, but
sure.
It could have been different, like interesting of her being like, slapping his microphone or something,
right?
Just to show how she's a heel now.
Velasquez and Lesnar for a face to face. Mysterio's out there with Velasquez.
Wait, but Mysterio's on Raw.
Thank you. That's what I was alluding to at the beginning of the show, everybody. Rey Mysterio, a Raw superstar, plays music and he comes out on SmackDown.
Well, I mean, he did have to do all the talking, so.
Velasquez spoke perfect English on WWE Backstage.
Yep, I know.
Why can he not speak English on SmackDown?
I don't know.
So they're calling out Brock. Brock appears on the Tron. And he's got more important things to do tonight. Yeah. And then he lifts up the unconscious carcass of Mysterio's son, Dominic.
First, when they first showed him, I was like, oh, man. When they sure showed Dominic backstage, I'm like, oh, he's getting his ass beat tonight.
He's getting beat again. And it's just like, with Mysterio in the ring saying Dominic's getting better and better each day.
Yeah.
Well, clearly he's fine because he was just standing walking around backstage.
He had no... Why is Mysterio got his arm brace off?
No, nothing. And then Brock had him, unconscious again. Ray and Velasquez run to the back of the trainer's room where Dominic's being looked at. Ugh. Then Brock shows up with a damn trash can.
Yep.
Blasts it over Mysterio and Velasquez. gives an F5 to Mysterio where he slings him up against the wall.
His leg looked like it got hurt. I was like, he's going to hurt this guy.
Like, that, to me, like, as soon as that happened, I was like, this is Kevin Nash throwing the demon dart all over again. Like, it was amazing. And then he did an F5 on Velasquez on top of Dominic.
Yeah.
Lesnar took out all three of them.
Yeah.
And how can anyone think that Lesnar's going to lose?
I don't think he, like, this was one of my favorite Brock Lesnar segments
this
ever.
This was amazing.
The whole thing, like, the Lesnar or the Heyman promo was good. And then this was just so awesome. Like, sorry, I got a cough.
The cough.
Yeah.
That's the man that Tom is. He's a little under the weather, but still comes in to break down the show for all of our awesome fans and listeners.
But yeah, but when Mysterio jumped on him, and he just threw him like it was nothing.
Nothing.
He threw him like he was like a 3-year-old kid off him, just into the wall. And like the way his foot hit the wall.
He threw Ray like I throw my 4-year-old nephew in the pool.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the pull that makes him lighter.
But even, I mean, he looked so dominant over Velasquez.
Yes.
Like, he picked him up like it was nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man. Like, at least I like Lesnar, you know, playing dirty in this to get, you know, get his revenge on him.
I mean, at this point, it might as well be a 3-on-1 handicap match.
I know. I'd be fine with that.
And Brock's still going to win.
Yeah. But poor Dominic.
Yeah.
He can't get catch a break.
No, I guess he's breaking bones or whatever.
I can't wait. WrestleMania this year. It's going to be
Dominic and Brock?
Yep.
Oh, God.
For the belt.
For the title.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Of course.
Yeah. Main event, 6-man tag, Cesaro, Corbin, and Nakamura versus Reigns, Ali, and Shorty G. This 6-man tag was fantastic.
It was. It was awesome.
Everyone shined.
Yeah. Everyone got his shot to shine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cesaro stole the show.
He did. He really did.
And he's not in the damn match.
I know. I can't believe he's not in the match. And you're like, oh.
And
can't we take someone out? Like, I thought that when I saw the picture on Twitter before I saw the show, I thought, oh, Rusev got first I thought Cesaro was on the other team. Because I thought, oh, Rusev, they said Rusev got arrested.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, maybe they took Rusev out because he, you know, can't go, to just try to delay the Lashley feud even more.
Well, maybe they might still do that, and then Hogan brings Cesaro onto his team. Because Cesaro hasn't, they asked him to wrestle.
Yeah, yeah.
He hasn't picked a side.
But I don't know, he's pretty aligned with Sami Zayn.
But, I mean, crowd was really into this match. I mean, we got a Cesaro swing on Roman Reigns, which everyone was happy about.
I love the way he did it. He went for the punch and he countered it into that was awesome looking.
Yeah. And then at the end of the match, Roman hits a spear in Cesaro, and instead of him going for the pin, he goes and tags Ali. Ali has a look in his eyes and he's like, wait, you're letting someone else win?
Yeah.
And he climbs the ropes, gives a 450. Ali pins Cesaro for Team Hogan.
Yeah.
And they celebrate as SmackDown goes off the air.
Yeah.
So I love that they gave Ali the moment.
Yep.
Cesaro looked incredible. Nakamura, like we said, he was in three major segments on the show with Zayn.
Uh-huh.
Flair was drunk. And
I don't know if he can drink anymore. I don't know if he's allowed to, but...
You tell Ric Flair he can't
drink
anymore. I'm not
telling him. I'm just saying.
I dare you.
I'm just saying. But yeah, as much as I give crap to Roman Reigns or have in the past, they are doing a very, very good job of building him up again.
Yes.
Of keeping him away from the title and giving him, I mean, the Daniel Bryan, that whole storyline was kind of weird, but he put over Eric Rowan. You know, kind of put over Harper of, like, at least looking badass. They're doing, at least I think for now, the right things to do with Roman Reigns of showing that he isn't selfish, you know, can be a team, you know, can be for the team and not have to worry about him always winning, but also making him look vulnerable, which I think is what they never did before. He was always just so strong and, like, push so much of, like, you could do anything to this guy and he would never be beat. Like you could do five
as,
F5s.
As
not
weird as this sounds, and I don't want it to go off the wrong way whatsoever, but with the leukemia and the comeback, it then showed the world, hey, anyone is human.
Yeah.
Anyone can be vulnerable. Anyone can deal with something.
Mm.
And I think in a very loose way, they've used that towards his on-screen character. Obviously, not using that as a storyline or anything.
Yeah.
But since then, he's lost matches.
Yes.
He's looked vulnerable. He's relied on other people.
Yeah. And I think that's the point of, like, the before he was just pushed so much where he just never lost to where it just became boring to watch. Because every time he was there, you go, well, he's going to win. So why am I even investing in this?
You can't say that now.
Exactly. No, that's fine. Yeah. And I don't like that. Yeah. I'd rather say I'm not sure if he's going to win.
Right.
And I also think he's been having so many good matches. Like, just the breakdown of, like, it's almost like with Cena where everyone knew he was going for the shoulder tackles. Yep. And then people would change it up and counter him. Now people, like, are waiting. Like, it took him how long to do a spear? Three times to do the spear. Cesaro stopped him once. I'm trying to think what happened to him the second time.
They've been countering the spear.
I think Cesaro countered twice. Yeah.
They've been countering the spear. They've been countering the Superman punch. They've been countering the drive-by dropkick now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, they're quote-unquote figuring him out.
Yeah.
But then it's also making him more relatable to the WWE Universe.
Yeah. So I just thought the more innovative ways they can, like, counter those things makes it, like, so much better. Like I really thought when Cesaro was going to go for the neutralizer.
Oh, neutralizer.
And he does that flip.
Yep.
I thought he's going to flip and Reigns is going to hit the ropes and then spear him as he's turning around. Which that's what I thought they were going to do. Which I was like, in my head, I was like, that's going to look awesome.
And yeah, that will still look great.
Yeah, or he was going to flip, run the rope, and as he was coming back, Reigns is going to spear him. That's what I thought we were going for. But however they did it, I can't remember exactly. But it was good. And I could say that I don't hate Roman Reigns as much as I used to.
Breaking news.
I know. Can you believe it? I don't know if I want him in the title picture, but I think if he's at least having some interesting storylines, then...
Well, they've been starting to set up this little feud with Corbin.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
I think they're wrestling next week as well on SmackDown.
Yeah, I think it's the main event next week.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, especially because on WWE Backstage, they did a little interview and Corbin attacked him.
Yes.
So they've definitely been setting that up.
Mm.
And, yeah, I mean, we'll see where that goes from there, but, I mean... This 10-man tag at Crown Jewel, at least on the SmackDown side, they've built it up very well.
Yeah.
Now, on Raw, are we going to have some type of tag match with the Raw representatives?
Probably, I would guess, yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, what else are they going to do?
So it'll be what, Rusev and Rollins against...
No, it's not, no, Rollins is...
Oh, Rollins is out.
Rusev and...
Who's the other one?
I'm like, who's on?
I'm forgetting
team.
Ricochet. Rusev and Ricochet against that would be against Orton, Lashley, and
McIntyre.
So then they'll get one extra person and do a six man, and probably Team Flair will win that one.
Yeah. So it'll be one and one, you know.
Because that's how wrestling works.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. We'll see what happens at Crown Jewel, and we'll see how tired the superstars are when we see them next Friday.
I mean, let's hope they don't have to have really long matches and lots of segments. I mean,
Here's the thing: if there are fans that complain about next week's SmackDown being like, "Oh, there was barely any matches," or "Oh, they seem slow," cut them some slack. They just landed from Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm.
They're taking like private charter.
Yeah.
Just like, who knows what time they're even going to get here? Get to Buffalo.
Who knows if there's a delay?
Yeah.
You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that we love each and every one of you, and we want to keep talking to you guys. So you can leave those comments on YouTube and iTunes, and you can talk to us on various forms of social media. Tom Connolly, how can people reach out to you?
You can find me Twitter, Instagram, Tom the Com. Also, check out my Etsy store, Connolly Central. That's about it.
All right, Gabby, you can follow at Gabby Loren TV. Congratulate her, being that she was on Bound for Glory and another set of Impact tapings. Mm-hmm. She's going to tell us all about it next week. And you can still buy my Christian Rosenberg shirts, because I still use that name on the indie scene, at prosandtees.com/Christian Rosenberg, and Twitter, Instagram, at Josh_Tara. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow me on Twitter, at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Tom Connolly, I'm Josh Tara, and we will see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.